Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And once again, welcome back here in Lake 98.1. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
Great.
You're always great.
Well, when I get to talk about local history, I feel I love it.
And we'd love to learn all about it from the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Today, Dutch elm disease.
Well, everybody remembers how many trees we lost back in the 70s. And did you know that Sheboygan was once known as, formerly, the City of Elms because of their Dutch elm trees that they had?
Really?
Yes. The elm, the American elm, a mature elm, really soared to about 100 feet high and a trunk of about 10 feet in diameter. They were big trees. And if you remember those postcards and scenes of cars going down boulevards and almost completely going through a tunnel because of the shade, all provided by the American elm. But Dutch elm disease, which first came to America in 1928 from the Netherlands, came over, if you can believe it, on logs that had been shipped to America from Denmark, from the Netherlands, and they had a European elm bark beetle on these logs, which spread from, Ohio eastward. By 1950, it had reached Detroit, moved on to Chicago by 1960, and Dutch elm disease is a fungus in which the vessels that transport water get clogged, and so the trees suffocate and die. And we had estimated 77 million elms in North America in 1930, 75% of which were dead by 1989. So it was a real decimating disease. But Sheboygan was known as the City of Elms, and that was an official slogan which was adopted in 1942. And what was really great was that we actually had a tree here in Sheboygan on the courthouse grounds that had been grafted off the tree that George Washington took command of the Continental Army in 1775. Hmm. And that tree was put in 1938, and it was decimated, succumbed to disease in 1971. But we had a historic tree, and we were known as the City of Elms.
The more you know here on the program. Steve, how do people get a hold of the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center?
They need to go to www.schrc.org for all information on programs and activities and volunteerism and great local history.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.